It's the Confluence, where the news comes together on 90.5 WESA. I'm Kevin Gavin. What date do I put on my mail-in ballot outer envelope? Should I mail it? Where can I legally drop it off? Voters have lots of questions, and now adding to the confusion is that Midwest Direct, the independent contractor hired by Allegheny County, sent out incorrect ballots to nearly 29,000 voters. Joining us now is County Solicitor Andy Zeffi. Welcome back to the Confluence, Andy.
Thank you, Kevin. Good to be back with you.
All right, Andy, let's start off. Why were they the wrong ballots?
The contractor that we use to mail and collate these ballots, there was a, I guess we'd call it a coding or a collating error, where let's say you numbered 10 things, 1 through 10, and you skipped 2. That means numbers, all the rest of them after 1 are off 1. And that's essentially what happened to a batch of about 32,000, about 28,000 plus, ended up with the wrong ballot on it. First of all, we had to figure out what the scope of the problem was, and then to put the fix in place. Your listeners can go on the county elections website and check to see if they were one of the affected voters. They will be receiving a corrected ballot. Those are going to start going out very soon. And that is the one they should use and send back and or return to the elections office or a satellite office.
The correct ballots are expected to be received the week of October 19th. The new ballots, I believe, will have an indication on the envelope that it is corrected. Do you think that's enough turnaround time for voters to get the corrected ballots, fill them out, and send them back and be confident that they'll arrive on time?
Yeah, I do. I mean, we had to turn this around as soon as we found out about the error and were able to figure out what the error was and how to fix it. So we have the universe of time that we have left. We've tried to make good use of it and get the fix out as soon as we can.
At a news briefing, it was mentioned if you don't get it by October 26th, what should you do?
And they're recommending that you contact elections, and they can either make sure that it's either on its way or potentially pick up a corrected ballot down at the elections office.
If it's sort of in transit, if you would, you know, it hasn't arrived at your place yet, your residence, but it has been sent, can they actually still get another ballot, or will it show that that voter has received 2 ballots?
If it's in transit, what they'll probably do at the end of the day, Kevin, is if you came down to the elections office, issue one on the spot that you could vote on the spot. Short of that, a voter would have to go to the polling place and vote provisional because they don't want 2-3 different ballots floating out for one voter.
What if people haven't heard about this? Are they going to be alerted about the problem by email, by phone? How are they going to be alerted?
There's a notice that goes in with their corrected ballot that this is what it is. It's got the notice on it that it's the corrected ballot. We're hoping that we've done everything we can to get as much attention on this issue as we can put on it. In the press conference yesterday with various news outlets, it's gotten a lot of media attention. And so we're hoping that those affected will get noticed through the only ways we know how to get them noticed, Kevin. It's direct mailing, it's media outlets and county websites and you name it. And it's been everywhere we can put it.
So no email or anything like that?
No, not every voter gives an email. That's not part of the information we would have for every voter.
What about the people that got the incorrect ballot, they filled it out, and then they dropped it off or mailed that ballot? What's going to be done with those wrong ballots that have been filled out?
Right. So those are the ones that are scanned when they come in and are set aside. They are identified because we know who those people are. So they'll be set aside. If no other ballot is ever received for those people, then those ballots will be the ones that are counted to the extent those people were eligible to vote for the people on their ballot. So, for example, everyone who got a ballot has a presidential race on it. They have all the statewide row offices on them. Those are the same for every voter in Allegheny County, so those votes count.
So offices that they're not, shall we say, entitled to vote for, more local, they will not be counted, but the top line that everybody's getting on no matter what ballot they receive will be counted eventually.
Yeah, this gets a little in the weeds, but those votes for offices or candidates for which they weren't eligible to vote for will technically go down. They will count and go down as write-ins for a candidate who is not on the ballot, essentially in their district.
So they will not be treated as provisional ballots? They'll be done at the end of the day? How will that be? When will you determine that We did not receive a corrected ballot. This is the only one we have from this voter, and they're still qualified to vote for those candidates who are on every ballot. So when will they be counted?
Most likely during the return board process, because they have until 8 p.m. election night to return the other one. So we wouldn't know until after polls close anyway whether they had returned the corrected ballot. So we will hold on to the ones that were set aside. And then during the return board process, you compare, you look up those voters and see if a corrected ballot superseded the incorrect ballot. If there was no corrected ballot superseded it, the one that was voted in received would be counted as a normal ballot.
Well, let me follow up on that, because this has been a point of contention about whether the mail-in ballots are postmarked the day of the election, but they might actually arrive at the elections office a day or two or maybe 3 days later. So can you count those wrong ballots until you check everything that's come in that's been postmarked by November 3rd?
Well, the current state of affairs in Pennsylvania under the Supreme Court ruling, the PA Supreme Court ruling, is that ballots received within 3 days of the election, I believe it's 5 o'clock on the 6th, are presumed essentially they were filled out and completed prior to or as of election day, unless there's a clear evidence that they weren't. In other words, if they were postmarked November 4th, that would be clear evidence that they weren't put in the mail beforehand. The Trump campaign has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to take up that issue. They haven't yet. So the current state of affairs in Pennsylvania is that 5 p.m. on November 6th presumption that it was completed and returned prior to the close of the polls.
So I guess my point is that how could you count the incorrect ballots election night if the corrected ballot might still be in the mail and have been postmarked in time, but not received yet?
Right. You don't. The return board process doesn't start till 3 days after the election.
A note to our listeners, Midwest Direct is the same company that sent out 50,000 faulty ballots in Ohio and was the cause of delays in sending out ballots in Westmoreland County. Have you used them in the past? Will you be using this contractor going forward? And will they be penalized for this snafu?
I don't think any determinations on any of those questions have been made.
When people submit their ballot and the county receives it, the ballot tracker says vote received. What does that mean, since they can't start actually counting the ballots yet?
I guess, you know, it really should say ballot received. I think that's just perhaps maybe a poor choice of words on the state's part for their website. But whether you want to call it your ballot or your vote, but you're correct, no votes get counted until Election Day.
If someone's ballot tracker says their ballot was mailed at the beginning of the month, but they haven't received it yet, what can they do? What's your advice?
I think they should contact elections at the beginning of the month. That would be unusual if you haven't received it yet. It is a little deceiving on the state's website when it talks about ballot mail. That's really the date the data was extracted and that it was batched. It then has to go through the whole, you know, collation, envelope stuffing, and put in the mail process. So that always lags a few days behind the date that you'll see on that PA Voter Services website. If it's indicating on that website that it was sent first or second or something of this month, you should either have it now or be receiving it very, very soon. It would be unusual for that to be, you know, more than 2-3 weeks out.
WESA has gotten a number of questions about the declaration envelope. First off, if someone accidentally puts their birthday on the date line, what should they do?
If they still have it, they should cross out the birthday and put the date that they're signing the declaration. If they have already sent it in, that is not a grounds to disqualify someone's ballot just because they made the mistake of putting their birthday.
What if they mess up the address line or another one? We're getting lots of these.
Yeah, you can. They can correct it if they still have it, put a line through it and correct it. If they already sent it in and they're worried that there's really not much to do at this point if it's already sent in, you know, errors, minor errors on the declaration envelope, if they transposed a word or a number, are not grounds for disqualification of a ballot. Failure to sign at all, failure to use the secrecy envelope, and I want to stress that point to all your listeners to make sure you use that. Those are the kind of things that could get your ballot disqualified. One other important thing that doesn't get a lot of attention, Kevin, that secrecy envelope, I ask, beg of people, don't write anything on it. It is a secrecy envelope. Don't put your name or write any thank you notes or put any smiley faces. They are, you know, that's very nice, but don't write anything on it that could reveal your identity, your candidate preference, or your party affiliation.
And if somebody accidentally returns their ballot without the secrecy envelope, is there any way they can vote?
They can always go to the polls and vote provisionally. If they indeed did not use the secrecy envelope, that won't count. So you'd have to go the provisional ballot route.
But they don't have the ballot materials, the mail-in ballot materials, to say, spoil this vote for me.
That's right. The people that have the materials will not vote provisionally. They will vote normally. But if you don't have that, you can still go to the poll and vote provisionally.
Andy Zeffi is the solicitor for Allegheny County. Thanks so much for joining us, Andy.
Sure thing, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
It's The Confluence on 90.5 WESA. I'm Kevin Gavin. In years past, election results have often been available that very night, unless it was a very, very close contest. But this year, election night might look a little different. After polls close at 8 p.m. on November 3rd, it could take days or even weeks to determine the winner of the presidential election. Jesse Allen is Associate Professor of Law at the University of Pittsburgh. Welcome to the program.
Hi, happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
What will we know election night? Will we know much?
Well, you know, it's possible that we'll know the winner. And of course, there are many different races, so it's on, you know, we never know the winner of every race all across the country on election night. There's always some uncertainty in some races that are running so close they don't call them. But if you're talking about the presidential election, it's possible we'll know the winner. It's possible that states that report on that night, that will be enough to give enough electoral votes to one of the other candidates. But it's also possible that we won't.
According to the Secretary of Commonwealth, Kathy Buchvar, nearly 2.5 million people have already requested mail-in ballots as of October 8th. Do we know how mail-in ballots versus in-person voting might affect some of the results that we see on election night?
Well, yeah, there are several different things here. I mean, first of all, it will depend on how many of those are returned, and not all of them will be. And then it will the counting, of course, is done county by county. And now with the new no-excuse mail-in ballots, which is why we have so many, that and the fact that in a pandemic people are taking advantage of the safe option of voting by mail. Tons and tons of these votes are coming in to different counties. Each county counts, and they'll likely be doing it in somewhat different ways and with different numbers of people. So some counties might return all of them and others not. And the thing is, they can't start counting these mail-in ballots until the morning of the election. And there's a lot involved here. They can't even open the envelopes and flatten them out and check the signatures. So it's a long process, and that's what's likely to run past the night of the election.
Because of delays, therefore, election night might be different again in another way. We might not get the typical concession speeches because maybe a lot of the numbers aren't counted yet.
I think that's right. And certainly, there's also been assertions, if not threats, from the presidential candidate Trump that he might not want to accept the results. There's been a kind of suggestion that any delay after election night is somehow illegitimate or evidence of something bad or fraudulent happening. And I think it's really important that people understand that it's not. It doesn't even mean that there's anything going wrong in any sort of accidental way. It's just a product of this shift to a different way of casting ballots and counting them, and to some extent, legislation and procedures that haven't caught up to that.
Before you were a law professor, you litigated voting rights cases in swing states. Have you ever seen a situation like this before?
Well, in 2000, of course, we had the situation in Florida that resulted in the litigation post-election that went up to the Supreme Court. And it's possible that we'll have litigation after the election that would also delay things, not just the counting, but challenges. And if the results are close in the presidential race, I would anticipate that there will be litigation after election night. But no, there's never been a situation quite like this before.
Right. Florida, that was one state, the famous hanging chads. But we are talking about possible multiple states that could be up for grabs.
That's true. Although, again, they'll be up for grabs in a way that may well resolve itself just in a few days' time with ordinary procedures. We don't necessarily anticipate that there'll be a situation of the kind of chaos that resulted in Florida. And again, I think it's really important that people understand that just because there's uncertainty, it doesn't mean there's chaos or anything wrong.
Finally, so what do you think people should expect on election night as we're awaiting the returns? Is there anything procedure-wise we can say will happen?
Well, I imagine that you'll hear reports of the returns from many states. Again, not every state has got the problem that Pennsylvania has, although a couple of other swing states do too. Michigan and Wisconsin are pretty much in the same boat with unexpectedly very high amounts of mail-in ballots that they can't start counting until right the election day or right before election day. So I think we could expect to know the results of some local races, probably, that, you know, would be wide enough swings that even the mail-in ballots that are left would be unlikely to resolve. And it's possible we'll know the results of the presidential election, but it's also possible that there'll be, you know, I imagine that the news anchors will be charting paths to victory and, you know, predicting if this, then that. So I expect a lot of that. But my best guess is that we may not know the result of the presidential race. It might be time to think in terms of election week instead of election night.
Jesse Allen is an associate professor of law at the University of Pittsburgh School of Law. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Okay, thanks again.
And for today, that is The Confluence, where the news comes together on 90.5 WESA. You can find more from this and past episodes of The Confluence online at wesa.fm/confluence and through your favorite podcast app. Thanks to our team, Helen Wigger, Tom Hurley, Isabel Schmaler, Julia Zenkovich, and Mary Lee Williams. I'm Kevin Gavin. Until next time, hope you have a good day of good news.